Hey, I'm Hoodie Allen, and you're listening to Smoke Radio. People Keep Talking is like my first, you know, real, like, full-length album. It's a bit of a misnomer because, like, I come from the world of releasing, like, so many mixtapes and stuff. But yeah, it's like a project I spent about a year and a half on, and I think it's a good combination of you know, the sound that I've been trying to do for the last couple years.
The first of both of us heard of your music was actually in Marcus Butler's vlog.
Oh yeah, I love Marcus.
18 Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think that YouTubers have an influence on your success, like in the UK especially?
I think especially over here. Yeah, some international awareness came from guys like Marcus and Alfie who you know, put me in their blogs and have just been good friends to me as well, because, you know, they're not getting anything out of it. They just found it and wanted to sort of champion it. So those guys have been great. I think it really helps.
Do you stay in contact with them quite often?
I hope they come tonight. Yeah, they should come tonight.
Oh, really?
They're here at my last London show. We had fun.
That's so cool. It's nice to know that, like, people sort of stay in contact.
Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
What would you say your inspiration for your music is?
I try to write mostly from own life experiences and stuff like that. And just, you know, a lot of this latest album is sort of about the idea of, like, going after your dreams, or going after your dreams even if it's, like, in an unconventional way, and sort of blocking out the negativity that surrounds everyone having an opinion on what you should do with your own life. So a lot of this album is sort of circled around those ideas of finding your own way and how do you deal with daily criticisms and stuff like that.
Are there any artists that you look up to, or you say would be, like, your inspiration for, like, the way that you write your music?
I don't know in terms of how I write, but, you know, I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan, huge Outkast fan, Nas, Beastie Boys, Childish Gambino. I think all those guys are bringing amazing stuff to music and have been for years.
It's a very music taste. It's pretty similar to mine, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's a lot of collaborations on your new album. How do you decide who you collaborate with? Is it sort of you write it for that person, or?
Most of the time, it's just been like, that person's a friend of mine and we decided to get in the studio together and see what would happen. And luckily, a lot of the times what happens is a track that, you know, made a lot of sense for the album. Like with Ed, we just sort of were in New York at the same time and decided, let's work on some music together. Or with Max, who's been a friend of mine, who I, like, initially reached out to on Twitter, and then we became friends and I kept asking him, hey, come in the studio for this session, see if it sounds good for you. So it works like that, really.
I heard you were taking pictures of the fans outside.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fan and artist relationship?
I try to make it as sort of close-knit and familial as possible. Always trying to, like, you know, give back to fans, because you got people in the queue since, like, 6 a.m. It's, like, raining and crazy out, but, like, they want to be first, and, like, it means so much. So it means as much to me to just, like, see that dedication and passion. Just get too excited for the show.
Last night we tweeted and someone asked, why the phone around your neck in your album artwork?
When we were playing with the idea of the phone and like got like the old rotary phone, and we were just sort of throwing it and like trying to capture like really like whatever the coolest angle was. So it probably was like 40 minutes of me and Maddie, my photographer, we were just like playing around with the idea of it, and that just became the way the symmetry worked on that one. Just seemed the best. There's no strangling metaphor or anything like that. It just looked cool.
Someone outside asked, what's your favorite spot on the European tour?
So far, I would have to say Manchester. But my favorite show of all time has been in London, so I have really high hopes for London tonight. Hope that it goes well.
You also put your full album on YouTube, I discovered, when I did a little search.
Sure.
Why did you do that? Because obviously I saw that you said for your fans that didn't have the money to buy the album.
I always try to do that either way, but it's also come out, you know, in October in the States. So, you know, it obviously was delayed coming out here because I wanted to come over here to promote it. But I just sort of believe that there'll be people who buy it because they want to buy it. And if you don't, you still want those people to, you know, the music to reach them. And I think, like, on every tour in Europe, you see, like, even though people haven't been able to physically own the CD yet, they know all the songs because they've heard it on YouTube or they've downloaded it on Pirate Bay or something, you know. So it's just, like, it brings them to the shows.
Another question outside was your first airport experience with fans. I think that might be a personal thing.
It was in Dublin in 2013. They're probably the people who asked it and just knew it. They're just like, tell us about us. Yeah, because I have a, is that Charlie what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two girls.
Yeah, they were actually in Manchester or they're in Birmingham. I can't remember. They were in one of the last two shows and they told me they were coming to London tonight also. But they were the first time I'd ever met someone at the airport. Or like fans had been there for me, and I was like so confused. I was like, what do you mean you're here for me? Like, what do you, like, take pictures? Like, you want to say hi? Like, I was so confused by the whole thing. But they're really, really sweet. And that's happened a little bit more often since then. And every time I'm just always, like, very surprised and thankful for it.
Favorite song to perform?
To perform? I mean, over the longest amount of time, it's probably No Interruption, just because it's just so exciting for everyone still. It never gets old to play. There are other jams that, like, you know, sometimes you'll play a song in a set for, like, a six-month tour, and then you'll go away from it, but then a year later you come back and you play it, and it feels so cool again because you haven't played it for a while. So sometimes you'll get that feeling with, like, some older stuff, too.
Is there anything ridiculous you ask for when you're on tour, like anything you'd like to be at the venue?
No, I think,
chess?
No, that's not my chair, I promise. I think we're pretty chill, honestly. Just like some chips and some cookies and Jameson and water, and that's about it.